I only need three more things.
Ananda Etkin dons her face mask and shops at the Tops in Williamsville on a recent Wednesday afternoon.
I got paper towels, cereal, orange juice, milk, coffee, some Brussels sprouts, you know. Yeah.
Only, she's not shopping for herself. The reading aide and mother of two high school students is shopping so that an older adult doesn't have to potentially be exposed to COVID-19.
And I feel comfortable enough going into grocery stores that I don't feel nervous, so... And I know that there's people that are in need, so... My dad's 78, so I would love it if I couldn't do it, if somebody else would step in and do it for him, you know?
One of the older adults she regularly shops for is Dorothy Klein, a 76-year-old Clarence Center resident who is blind and lives alone.
She comes over and I have my list ready, and then I give her the list. She does the shopping. When she comes back, she brings my groceries up.
The service is crucial for Klein, even beyond the risk of COVID. Her regular aid service that used to shop for her was discontinued. She can't use a delivery service like Instacart either, since it doesn't accept food stamps.
My other alternative, well, I really didn't have an alternative.
Etkin and Klein connected through Hearts and Hands, an Amherst-based volunteer organization that helps about 800 older adults and those with disabilities get to places like the grocery store and doctor's appointments. It recently expanded to the city of Buffalo and all of Erie County, thanks to a $35,000 grant from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York, as well as a partnership with Erie County Senior Services and others.
We are able to offer our services to a broader range of people.
Heidi Nicholas Lefebvre is Hearts and Hands State Outreach Manager and Buffalo Coordinator.
I think everyone recognizes the importance of keeping our seniors home, getting past this difficult situation, but making sure they have what they need and don't have anxiety about how am I going to eat? How am I going to get my medicine? How am I going to sustain myself? It's just so important that they have proper nutrition.
There's also Meals on Wheels for Western New York. It's taken on an additional 1,400 clients ever since Erie County had to stop congregant senior dining. That's a 32% increase in delivered meals. Ann McKenna, Meals on Wheels Chief Communications Officer, credits the additional volunteers who've offered their help.
Through the generosity of the Western New York community, we've put on 63 new routes, and we've been able to fill those with volunteers, no problem.
Nonprofits like Meals on Wheels and Hearts and Hands are trying to fill gaps to make sure seniors don't have to leave the house to eat during the crisis. Even as Western New York and other areas of the country begin to reopen, the White House warns seniors should still shelter in place during phases 1 and 2. Brittany Perez is the former director of outreach for the University at Buffalo's Idea Center, which partnered on the Hearts and Hands expansion.
I think one thing we need to maybe remember, contextualize, is that older adults and people with disabilities, even prior to COVID-19 coming to our community, experience significant transportation barriers.
A report by the Greater Buffalo Niagara Transportation Council found 60% of the Erie Niagara region is likely to have some kind of transportation need, whether it be because of age, disability, or income. And older adults are New York's fastest growing age demographic, so those needs are likely only to increase, even after the pandemic is over. And Perez says new transportation and delivery efforts, like those being done by nonprofits, will be important to continue after the pandemic is over.
That there are alternative ways that we might be able to utilize our resources that we should consider moving forward and be cautious of just going back to the old ways of doing things.
Klein hopes Hearts and Hands can continue picking up her groceries even after the pandemic is over.
They're going to continue to help me.
For her volunteer, Etkin, delivering groceries has been somewhat therapeutic.
I was feeling depressed and lonely and anxious about everything that's going on in the world right now. So being able to take my eyes off myself and look at somebody else and their need helped me deal with it.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.